1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Special Report. John Bolton has been indicted.
John Bolton, the former National Security Advisor, one of the most powerful advisors in the United States government, is now a criminal defendant in case 25-CR-314 in the U.S. District Court for Maryland.
CBS's Scott McFarland. He's accused of mishandling classified information. Legal analyst Jessica Levinson.
These are serious charges. Obviously, nobody wants to be on the receiving end of a federal indictment. There are number of counts here, and they include something that's quite serious, which is having and retaining and potentially disseminating information that could put our country at risk.
Legal expert Rebecca Royfe.
The Department of Justice has obtained a warrant in this case, which distinguishes it from some of the other cases that have been politically charged, in which it looks like the Department of Justice has pursued the enemies of this administration, or particularly of President Trump.
CBS News Special Report. I'm Cammie McCormick.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A bill aimed at strengthening penalties against perpetrators of sextortion is heading to the governor's desk. Isabella Nieto has more.
Braden's law stems from the death of a D.C. Everest High School student, Braden Bone, who took his life after being targeted by an organized sexual extortion ring. The legislation establishes sexual extortion as a new crime and imposes severe penalties, including up to a 60-year sentence if the extortion results in the death of the victim. The bill passage comes less than 6 months after it was introduced to the legislature by a handful of legislators in April, including area reps Pat Snyder, Brent Jacobson, and John Spiros, joined by state senators Jesse James and Corey Tomchek in the effort. A spokesperson for Governor Tony Evers told WBAY in Green Bay that the governor intends to sign the legislation.
Wisconsin Department of Health Services officials are warning residents that flu activity will begin increasing rapidly as colder weather starts to settle in. Lisa Hill reports.
The agency has reported that flu activity is minimal and stable currently, but other respiratory illness activity, like COVID-19, is starting to increase. Officials are reminding residents to take steps to protect themselves against respiratory illnesses, like ensuring they're up to date on vaccines, thoroughly washing their hands regularly, and staying home when they're sick to prevent further spread.
The DNR is asking for public comment on adding parking and a campground host site to the Willow Flowage Scenic Waters area. Located in Oneida County, this large reservoir has over 70 miles of shoreline, many islands, numerous boat landings, and rustic camping opportunities. The comment period is open through November 14th on the DNR's website. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
Yelich in a slump. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports baseball. It's the Brewers and the Dodgers tonight in L.A. for Game 3 of the National League Championship. The Brewers' Christian Yelich looking for his first hit of the series. He's 0-for-7 with a walk and 3 strikeouts. Yelich hasn't had a hit in his last 17 at-bats and was asked about his performance so far in the postseason.
Not the best, you know. I started out good and then kind of just hit a little bit of a rough patch here the last few games. An unfortunate time for that to happen, but, you know, I've got to be better. I got to figure it out. This is how it goes.
The Dodgers up 2-0 in the best of 7 series. NFL, Packers holding practice, preparing for Sunday's game in Arizona against the Cardinals. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers have lost 4 in a row, and on Saturday, they host the number one ranked team in the nation, the Ohio State Buckeyes.
If you're going to go out there and you're going to do anything against number one team in the country, you can't be held back by, you know, being perfect, because being perfect is not going to get us what we need to get.
That's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and isolated shower or two tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Partly sunny tomorrow, a stray storm could pop up, highs in the mid-70s. Temperatures start to fall back for this weekend as we dry out. Currently 57 degrees.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
"I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong."
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll take a look back at the Brewers game from last night, as well as the weekend ahead with Peter Rapine, a week in review, a humorous edition from E-Bomb's World. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. Whatever gets you through the night, it's all right, it's all right. And now, a guy whose house has an actual wiggle room, Pete Schwabba.
Welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. Happy Thursday, everybody. It is the Christmas Eve of weeknights, as I like to call it. Love me a Thursday night. You've got some Brewer baseball tonight, some NFL. I'm going to catch up on Slow Horses later. Lots to absorb, lots to watch tonight. So there's always TV watching to be done, folks. I don't take it lightly. I don't expect you to take it lightly. I take this very seriously because color television is one of the greatest inventions. I don't know, probably like aside from like the polio vaccine maybe or something, but it's one of the greatest inventions in humankind. And I celebrate it every night here at Nightlight. Working the board tonight, Mr. Conrad Krieger. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, I'm excited to watch some colored television as well.
Oh, yeah?
Netflix just released a series called Starting Five. This is season two of it, and it follows five basketball players through the NBA season.
And oh, like a reality show.
One of them just so happens to be my favorite NBA player,
who
Kevin
is
Durant.
Oh, you love Kevin Durant.
So I already watched two episodes today, and I'm enjoying it. It's
and did
a lot
they
of
drop
fun.
It all at once, like Netflix
yeah,
does?
Yeah,
I love that.
So I'll probably be binging that, and it's just a fun series to see, like, the inside look of what they go through.
That's awesome.
Behind the scenes.
That is fantastic. Well, it's always good to have a new show. I started the Chair Company last night. I watched the first episode.
What'd you think?
I liked it.
It was creepy and funny at
the
same time.
He's just creepy and funny. Like, the guy is like, there's never a calm moment with that guy. You don't know what he's going
to
do.
What'd you think of that scene when he goes to explore that place when he had the deviled egg first before he left?
That was great. And then the guy coming up behind him, stop looking at the Chair Company. And then he starts chasing him. Just so weird. I'll stick with it. I got to find out more about this guy. I haven't watched his other two shows, The Detroiters. I think it was Ben Reiser that was telling us about that.
Yep.
So that's where he's from, Tim Robinson. So I'll probably do more of a deep dive into some of the things he's done because he does have his own style. I mean, and I'm sure, you know, I don't know. We'll just see what happens with the Chair Company, but it's pretty funny. And it's just a guy who's like, it's like OCD or something. Not even OCD. He's just like a conspiracy theorist. Like, he investigates a chair company because he sat in the chair broke at a very important moment. It's like, that's just so bizarre. Lots going on tonight. And we got two great guests. The popcorn pick of the week happens tonight, folks. Every Thursday at 6:35, we make the popcorn pick of the week and give you a movie recommendation that you can check out over the weekend or whenever. And tonight, to make the popcorn pick of the week, I'm joined by Kara Mulrooney. Kara is a Milwaukee-based actress and filmmaker and very talented and a good friend of mine. She's actually been on the radio. Conrad, she's actually co-hosted a radio show with me.
Oh,
yeah,
that's cool.
A couple times, I think, maybe, when I was on another station down in Milwaukee. They let me pick my own co-host, and I brought Kara because she's great. So she'll be here tonight as a guest. She's a very busy mom now. She's got two young kids, and her husband is a filmmaker who's a great guy. So I met Kara years ago on PBS Wisconsin because she had a short film in the Wisconsin Film Festival, and I interviewed her on PBS Wisconsin, interviewed her husband on PBS Wisconsin, who's also incredibly talented, but nice people. And Kara will be here. She's always a blast to talk to as well. So she'll give us the popcorn pick of the week, and we'll find out what's going on with Kara. And then tonight, a little later in the show, and the second hour is better. It'll be dark outside, and we've got Old World Wisconsin is putting on its Legends and Lore this month. And it's creepy stuff on the weekends. It's just great. We talked about it a little bit last year. I'm very excited to talk to Dan Hess, though. He'll be here tonight at 7:35, and we'll tell you what you can find if you're willing to venture over to Old World Wisconsin this month and check out some of their cool, really creepy stuff they have going on. Not too creepy enough. I think you could bring the kids to a lot of this stuff, but we'll ask Dan all about that in hour number two. This is, I don't know if you knew this, Con, this is National Dictionary Day.
Yeah, you know, that's pretty cool, right?
I guess. I mean, celebrate the dictionary, sure. Why not the dictionary, though? There's national all kinds of other weird stuff day. Why wouldn't we have a national dictionary today? So let's get a jump on this, and let's start tonight off right with our Nightlight question of the night.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
Question. Question.
Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Words are great. I consider myself a poor man's wordsmith as a writer. But I love words. They're great, and they're beautiful when people use them correctly or use them and string them together flawlessly or fluidly and brilliantly. I love, love, love words. But there are some words that drive me crazy, too, but there are some that I love. So tonight's question is, what is your favorite or least favorite word in honor of National Dictionary Day? Let us know at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. And we'll read your text on the radio. You can also drop us a comment if you're listening over the app. And if you're watching the radio on the stream, you can drop us a stream comment through YouTube, Facebook, or X Twitter. Give us a like or a follow, too, if you're there, folks, on Facebook or YouTube. Can you do likes on YouTube?
Yes, you can.
You can. I thought
yeah.
so. Yeah, you can give a little thumb up.
You can give a thumb up.
On Twitter?
Yeah. yeah well,
you can follow us on Twitter me.
I think you can like it. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, you can like it on Twitter. It's like a little heart.
Yeah, you can heart us.
But that's kind of like, that's extreme. Like, I don't know if I want to click love. I mean, I might like a post, but it's like Facebook, you can go like, you can put a
thumbs
heart
up.
Yeah. But like Twitter, it's like, no. You either love it or you go home.
Or you just, you know, tell why you don't like it in the comments like everyone else does.
Exactly. And they don't hold back on Twitter. So let's do that, but let us know what your favorite or least favorite words are. And, we can talk about some of that in just a moment. I'll ask Conrad what his, favorite words are. Have you seen this? What are your thoughts on Britney Spears?
Loved her in How I Met Your Mother.
Did she do a walk on?
She loved the show so much that she wanted to be on it, and she plays a hilarious role in it actually.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, I like her. When she kind of has a sense of humor about herself, I think she's really fun. I could take or leave her music. I will say this. When Britney Spears dances, turn the music, turn the sound down and watch her dance. It looks idiotic. But having said that,
I think that's for a lot of people.
For a lot of people, exactly. But I don't really have an opinion on her. I don't know her, but I know she's been through all kinds of stuff. Her ex-husband, Kevin Federline, they were soulmates for about 3 years. In the early 2000s, is writing a book about her. It just in time for when the child payments stopped. He was getting like $500,000 a year from her for their two kids. And he's put on a lot of weight since he started.
I don't even know who that is.
He was a backup dancer for Justin Timberlake.
Nice.
Yeah. And I guess he's now a DJ, but I mean, he's, I can't stand people that write books like that. Like the gravy train is over. I'm going to write a tell-all book. And supposedly, he put in the book that she would stand at her son's bedroom doorway at night holding a knife. Didn't really say why or what, you know, whatever.
What?
But yeah.
You know, I'm writing a book.
Are you?
About you.
Mm, boy, that'll be a picture. Just make sure you make me look beautiful.
Okay.
You got nothing, man. You got nothing on me. I could write a book about you, dude.
Oh, no. Please don't.
It's coming. But I just think that's so weird. And she says it's not true, obviously, but that's my pet peeve. And I think it's a bad character trait. And we have to come up with a question of the night for people that do that, like inexcusable behavior, because it really disgusts me. I thought you would be excited about this. Kate McKinnon is going to play Aphrodite in Percy Jackson. Did you see that?
I'm a huge fan of Percy Jackson. I read all the books.
Okay.
And I watched all the movies, and now I enjoyed season one of it on Disney Plus. So it's kind of, the new season's pretty close to the book. There's differences, but I think she's going to be great at it.
Why doesn't she work more? Like, everything she's in, people love her, whether it was SNL, the Barbie movie, she had a great cameo in that. I mean, not more than a cameo, a minor role, but she stole every scene she was in. She does Hillary Clinton perfectly. I mean, she's great.
Yeah, she's awesome.
But this is news. It's like, oh, Kate McKinnon's working again.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to be watching that.
I'm sure you will. I think you should. I know we talked about getting a Hawktua Girl fan club together. You should do it for Kate McKinnon because she's actually incredibly talented.
Yes, she is very talented. The Hawktua Girl, not so much.
Well, she's talented, but I don't know. What? Now, where is she at now?
You want to hear something funny, actually. There's this actress that kind of got a small bit role in Chad Powers.
Okay.
And she was supposed to have one line, and she did it, but then the Hawktua Girl replaced her in the show.
She's on the show?
Yeah, for like 2 seconds.
Oh, my gosh.
And she literally took out that one small bit actress that's really trying to get into acting.
So for 2 seconds of screen time, where she probably just, her only line was probably Hawktua.
I would have laughed so hard if it was.
Oh, that's terrible.
No, all she said was like, I'm disappointed in you or something like that.
I'll tell you another thing, and it's kind of along the same lines. I can't stand. I'm getting very tired of loaded millions and millions of dollars celebrities taking commercial roles away from actors who are trying to break in. We don't need, if I see Ryan Reynolds again, honest to God.
You have a beef with Ryan Reynolds and Mark Wahlberg.
Mark Wahlberg, Ryan Reynolds, and Gwyneth Paltrow. Those are my three.
What if they all start in a movie? Are you going to it?
I probably, to hate watch it? Yeah, I probably would. But they're my Mount Rushmore of annoying. Anyway, let's keep it positive. Let's go to the, you have a quiz.
I do have a quiz for you. It's, you know, college basketball is starting soon.
Yeah.
And with that comes some new players with some awesome names. And I wanted you to kind of see if you could figure out which ones are real and which ones I made up myself.
I don't know when this started giving Pete quizzes that are like he barely has a chance at, because I don't follow college basketball. And the last one, Ben Chan was here. The guy's on Jeopardy.
Yeah.
And I'm facing off. Although that one I won.
Remember you did. That? You did.
Because it was about... What was that quiz we took with Ben?
Well, I forgot, to be honest.
I crushed him.
You did.
It was brutal. Well, it was line. It was music lyrics, I think, or something.
Music. I did 10 seconds of music. Oh,
name
it was,
that tune.
It was about one-hit wonders.
Oh, yeah, one-hit wonders. Oh, that was a proud moment.
Yes.
My mom even texted me.
Proud of you, Pete.
This is the thing. Oh, honey, you did so well against the Jeopardy champ. Your abundance of useless knowledge has made me so proud. So my favorite words, I have to be honest, I did not really, I've been kind of struggling with this all day. There are a couple words I really like. Cinnamon, love that word. And it's a superfood, bonus.
Yeah.
Dongle, I'm kidding. Cinnamon, mellifluous. It's like a musical, smooth music, like a string instrument. Words I don't like, yummy. I feel like it's like almost intimate when people say that when they look at something.
Ooh,
they
yummy.
Look at me and go, yummy. I'm like, oh, yeah. And peculiar is another one. Buttress. I don't like the word buttress just because I'm immature. All right, we'll find out what words Conrad likes or doesn't like when we come back. And I'm going to take a college basketball quiz. That'll be entertaining for all the wrong reasons. This is Pete Schwabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
da 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 da. The grocery store, the supermodel.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Sound familiar? At Mattress Firm, we understand there are many problems that can keep you up at night, like snoring, aches and pains, or sleeping hot. Our sleep experts have the unrivaled know-how to match you with a sleep system that can help. And now, upgrade to a Tempur-Pedic mattress and get a $300 instant gift, plus $200 off a Tempur-Ergo Smart Base. For the great sleep you deserve, visit Mattress Firm. We make sleep easy. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
During Medicare's open enrollment, it's common to receive mailers and see TV commercials that say you're missing out on some benefits. Before you respond to these ads, turn to Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol, here to help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Don't be misled into enrolling in a plan that doesn't meet your health needs or cover your medications. Visit the Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol website at smpwi.org.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
The more you listen to your kids, the closer you'll be. So we asked kids, what do you want your parents to hear?
I feel sometimes that I'm not listened to. I would just want you to listen to me more often and evaluate situations with me and lead me towards success.
Listening is a form of love. Find resources to help you support your kids and their emotional well-being at soundedouttogether.org. That's soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and Pivotal.
We are the National Park Foundation, and together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin as a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Welcome back. This is Nightlight with Peach Wava, Thursday night version, folks. Kara Mulrooney is here at 6:35 to make the popcorn pick of the week. You're going to leave this show with nothing else, folks, than a great movie recommendation. She's got two kids, might be a kids movie, but she's also really into movies and acting and all that. So you might get like a classic. We don't know. You're just going to have to stick around and find out. And then Dan Hess from Old World, Wisconsin, just outside of Milwaukee, will be here in the second hour telling us about legends and lore that is happening all month at this really cool museum under the umbrella of the Wisconsin Historical Society, which does really amazing work. So our question of the night is, what is your least or most favorite word? It is National Dictionary Day. Con?
Yes.
Go for it.
I'd say my favorite word is scoundrel.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's one of my favorites. I would also say buttocks.
I said buttress and you said buttocks.
I love it when people say it instead of, you know.
Butt? you know. Or ass or
yeah.
Fanny.
And then my least favorite word is literally.
Oh, because it's so overused.
I can't stand it when people just put it in the middle of a sentence.
And most of the time they misuse.
Yes, one of my favorite bits in How I Met Your Mother is that Robin says it too much because Barney says they don't teach correct grammar in Canada. So, and then Ted gets mad when she uses it because he's a word snob.
It's like people do that with the word right, too. So the other day, right? Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you so far.
Yeah.
You've got me. Scoundrel's good. That reminds me of a cad. The first time my mother-in-law saw my film, The Godfather of Green Bay, and I had this intimate scene with Lauren Holly, my mother-in-law looked at me and said, "You cad." And then slapped me. It was fun. It was a good night. John in Madison in the 608 says his least favorite letter, or his least favorite word, I'm sorry, is, he says the word slit makes my skin crawl for some kind of subliminal reason. That's such a strange one. I love it, John. Yeah. He says he just shuddered. Edward in the 414 says resiliency instead of resilience, or I feel nauseous, which means you cause nausea, instead of the correct nauseated. Yeah, you could open up a whole, I've had people say that to me, I'm suffering from nausea. That's not a word. I mean, I know what you're saying, but like, and I'm not the brightest guy in the world. Like, I know words to a degree, but I'm not claiming to, you know what the Oxford comma is, Con?
No.
It's when you use a comma before the word and. And it can totally change a sentence.
Yeah.
I used to feel strongly about it. I guess I still do. John also says, words with silent letters bug me too. Pneumonia, dumb, knee, why? Honey, because my name is John. Well done. All right, let's see if we can get this this hoop quiz. I know I'm going to.
Okay.
This is not going to be good.
Yeah, so basically, I'll give you a name and you just guess if it's real or not. And if it's real, these are actually players in the NCAA right now for basketball.
Okay. This is great because I used to follow college basketball like crazy. I have no idea what's going on.
Well, now after you hear these names, you're going to have a couple favorite players.
I hope some of these are because they're awesome. All right, let's start off.
All right.
That's the name. A-L-L Wright.
Yes. Is it real or fake?
It's fake.
It's real.
Come on.
It's real.
Somebody went to spell the word Al Wright on the birth certificate and put an extra L on, or what?
I don't know.
That's so weird. All right. Okay.
All right.
0 for 1.
All right. Puma Brooks Sr.
Yes.
That's a fake name.
That's I made that one. Just two shoe brands and then you. Oh, Conrad. All right.
I almost went with Puma Nike. I was like, no, that's too much.
All right. I'm 0 for 2.
All right. Always Right.
No.
It's a real name.
Come on.
I'm seriously wondering if they're brothers. Is all that right brother? And always right. I don't know.
I don't like it.
All right.
All right.
0 for 3.
Yeah.
George Washington III.
If that's a made up one, I'm just kind of mad at you.
Which one? What do you think it is?
I'll say yes. Yay!
Correct.
1 for 4. Batting 250, baby.
All right. All Bill right. Gates
no.
Jr. Correct.
There we go.
All right. You're 2 for 5. Yeah, 2 for 5.
400. Okay.
Tennessee Rainwater.
I hope that's real. That's a great name. Yes. Oh, I love that name. Pete Rainwater. Yeah, that doesn't sound good, but Tennessee yeah. Schwaba. That doesn't sound. All right, whatever. Tennessee Rainwater. I love that name. Does he play for Tennessee?
No, he doesn't.
Okay. He should.
All right, the next one.
All right.
Jet Steel Fredericks.
Yes.
That's false.
Oh, come on. That's a great name.
All right. Chandler Bing.
Now you're insulting my intelligence. No.
It's actually...
No, really? It's not.
Yes, it is.
So somebody was a big fan of Friends, named their kid Chandler Bing, and he happens to be great at hoops?
Yep.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'm wrong. Big enough to admit what I'm...
Three for 8.
All right, 3 for 8.
All right, next one.
Which is not a bad three-point percentage.
Not bad, okay. Not bad. All right, Caillou.
No.
That's a real name.
Come on! Like the whiny cartoon character?
Spelled differently, but yes.
Well, that's why I thought you were doing it. All right. This next one is so awesome, it has to be real.
Max Defender.
It's not, though. No.
It's not real.
It should be. I got that one right. And this next one, too.
Dunk Tyson.
Even if there's not a real person named Dunk Tyson, they should change their name to that. I'm going to say yes.
It is not a real name. I made it up.
I'm happy to miss that one because it's a great.
All right. We can fit one more in here, right?
Yeah.
Burger Irving.
Yeah, that's real. That's just... You couldn't make that first word up. That's why I was...
You like that burger.
All right, to be continued. That's a great one. Good quiz. I'm not doing terrible.
No, you're 4 for... Or no, 5 for
It's just
10
bad.
Right now.
Caramel Rooney is coming up at 6:35, folks. After the news, we're going to make the popcorn pick of the week. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is requesting nearly $70 million from the state legislature to consider funding SNAP and OSHA.
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Looking, shooting, and he scores. The Badgers get a shorthander and take the lead. Stick handling shot, he scores. Wow, what a shot. Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
We understand how special this place is.
We are America's college hockey capital. Badger Hockey is brought to you by American Family Insurance, making life better by protecting your dreams. Modelo, food for full-time Badger fans. And by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
From Bob Johnson Rink inside the Kohl Center in Madison. Welcome to Wisconsin Badger Hockey. It's the Badgers' regular season home opening series against the defending CCHA champion Minnesota State Mavericks. Michael Tackett is our producer at our Learfield studios in Jefferson City, Missouri. Former Badgers defenseman and assistant coach Ian Perrin alongside. I'm Brian Posick. Well, Wisconsin and Minnesota State have so many connections. Mike Hastings, the Badgers' head coach, started his collegiate coaching career at Minnesota State, went 11 years there and won 299 games. His associate head coach, Todd Kanat, joined him here in Madison along with strength coach Tom Inkrot and the director of hockey operations, Luke Regner. Wisconsin assistant Kevin Murdoch was a freshman goaltender at Minnesota State. Christian Fitzgerald and Simon Tassie, two senior forwards in Cardinal and White, started their collegiate careers with the Mavericks, as did Eli Pulver, a transfer goaltender who's in his sophomore season at Wisconsin. Meanwhile, on the other bench, it's Luke Strand, a former UW assistant coach, an Eau Claire grad, and a Clark Cup champion with Sioux City a few years ago. Strand replaced Hastings in Mankato, now in his third season as head coach. His top assistant, another former UW assistant coach in Troy Ward. His other two assistants, Keith Paulson, a UW Eau Claire grad, former assistant coach and assistant GM with the Madison Capitals, and Corey McCracken, longtime very good high school coach at Green Bay Notre Dame. Plus, Minnesota State has a former Badger on its roster. Sawyer Scholl, the Medford native, spent his first 2 years of college hockey in Madison, and now he's with the Mavericks. Ian Perrin used to coach against Minnesota State back in the day when Ian was at Eau Claire, and this is kind of fun, all the connections between these two programs.
Yeah, it is. And I mean, I guess the first inclination that I get is that, God, I'm old. But I've had both Keith Paulson and Luke Strand on my teams when I was the coach at UW Eau Claire, and I had, the irony of it is that I got the job when Troy Ward left to go to Division I. So, yeah, there's a 10 years of good history that when we were there, and I was just down in the locker room talking to several of them. But, you know, the one thing that I can't get out of my craw is the fact that if I was to pick any coach who has the same type of system, the same type of mentality or whatever it is as our current coach Mike Hastings, it would be Luke Strand. So I don't think there's going to be a huge difference in format, in philosophy, in coverages, all the rest of that kind of stuff. It's going to be better athletes will win tonight as a result of it.
Minnesota State comes to town 1-1, opened its season last weekend in Omaha, lost 6-2, then won the finale 4-1 behind their All-American goaltender Alex Tracy. The Badgers are 2-0. They beat Lindenwood twice down in St. Louis a couple of weeks ago, 3-0 and 7-2. An exhibition 6-0 win over the U.S. Under-18 team last Thursday. So the Badgers and the Mavericks of Minnesota State, and we'll hear from Mike Hastings coming up. We're inside the Rail Transport broadcast booth. Rail Transport for every mile of your truck driving career. We'll return in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
He scores! Wow! He ripped one over the glove of Heaney.
It's on.
And save! Badgers win the shootout.
In America's college hockey capital.
Empty net goal at the horn. Badgers finish Michigan.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Sponsored by Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Econ Electric Inc., Rapids Transmission, Junkyard Bar & Grill, and 8th Street Auto. Listen on 97.5 FM and on the Civic Media app.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac Home Standby Generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. Federal budget cuts mean bad news for Wisconsin's trout populations. That's because the budget slashes funding for the USGS Ecosystem Mission Area. It's the primary program that works to control invasive sea lampreys. The parasitic fish have caused billions of dollars in damage to Great Lakes fisheries, but that trend had been reversing in recent years thanks to work and research that is now being dismantled. Leaves are falling, and now is a great time to rake them up, put them in bags, and have them trucked off to the landfill. Actually, that's not so great for the environment. Turns out fallen leaves are where pollinators like to spend the winter, and they can also help fertilize your lawn. UW Extension experts say most of the time, it's best just to leave the leaves where they fall. Knowledge is power. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. The Badgers and Buckeyes square off in Madison. Our coverage begins at 12:30.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Council.
We're here at the Kohl Center in Madison, a Thursday-Friday series, the regular season home opening series for the Wisconsin Badgers. The Minnesota State Mavericks are in town, joined by head coach Mike Hastings, who's been asked 100 times about his time in Mankato, where he spent 11 years, and now he's coaching, of course, at Wisconsin. And the man that replaced Mike in Mankato, Luke Strand, was a Badgers assistant under Mike Eaves. Ian Perrin and I went through all this during the pregame show before your portion of the show here, Mike. But, it's fun. And it's a lot of people are involved, excited about it because there's so many different connections here. But, when it comes down to it, it's a hockey game. And these two are important when it comes to non-conference play.
All of our games, non-conference, as we've seen over the last 2 years here, are incredibly important. And so, it's for conversation. And that ends at 7:05. You got to go out and play the game. And I think the guys are excited about being at home and trying to defend our home ice and trying to continue on our journey on what we've had a good start to and continue that.
Good start. Badgers scored 10 goals and winning 2 at Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago, scored 6 more in an exhibition victory over the United States, but Minnesota State presents an entirely different challenge, doesn't it?
Yeah, they do. They're tested. They're older, bigger. They've got, 4 defensemen in Murr, Sykos, Wheeler, guys that have been around a little bit and have played in big moments. And you know what? They've got a guy between the posts that's one of the best in the country. So we're going to have to take some eyes away from him and make sure that we're getting second and thirds and playing in the dirty areas tonight, because they're going to be a hard team to play against.
Alex Tracy is Minnesota State's goaltender, a second team All-American a year ago, the player of the year in the CCHA. And getting traffic in front, net front presence is so important against every goaltender, especially a really good one.
It is. And if you can, you know, you get a shot, you want to take your shot and then get second and thirds. But with Alex is a pretty aggressive goaltender too. So if you can find that extra pass to a backside while he's being aggressive, can be beneficial also.
Badgers open a weekend series against Minnesota State here tonight. More with head coach Mike Hastings in just a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the top college athletic programs for the 2025-26 college athletic season? Check out the criteria and follow the year-long standings of your favorite team at L Director's Cup on the X platform or online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2026 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. The Learfield Director's Cup, powered by NACTA, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Calling all Badger hockey fans. The Wisconsin Badgers and Culver's are announcing the return of the Kid of the Game promotion. Visit uwbadgers.com/Culver Zamboni and register your child for a chance to be the Culver's Kid of the Game at a UW men's hockey game. At each Wisconsin home game, one lucky winner will receive 4 game tickets, the Culver's gift pack, and get to ride the Zamboni between periods. Culver's, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Valid for kids age 8 to 14, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited.
Wisconsin and Minnesota State coming up here in about 20, 25 minutes or so. You know, I was mentioning a moment ago with Mike Hastings about the goals the Badgers scored, especially against Lindenwood to open the regular season. With the additions you made during the offseason, 8 freshmen, 2 transfers, a couple of goaltenders in there, but it appears that there is more scoring punch in your lineup. Is it too early to say that's true or no?
Well, you've got to go on recent history because it's what the guys have put out on the ice and they've been successful with it. And when you've got Zelenoff's been on the board, you've got Tolk with 3 assists. Blake Montgomery played very well, I think his best game against the national program. Bruno with 2. Grady Deering was an impact guy for us right out of the gate on Friday, scoring the second goal, going to the far post and playing, I think, his best game. We need those guys to do that as well as some help on the back end. And when you look at Luke Osborne, he had one-on-one in that first weekend, but I thought played like a veteran. When the lights went on, I thought he got pretty excited, and so we're going to need more of that.
Yeah. Luke Osborne likes the puck on his stick. He's also a defenseman, and he's a freshman. Do you get nervous when he does some of the things he does? Because he'll get into dangerous areas in the offensive zone.
Yeah, you know what? You want to encourage, go and make a play, because at our level, we couldn't do enough of that last year. And is he going to make mistakes? Yes, but that's part of development. And I love that he isn't shy about trying to make a play and getting up into the play, because in today's game and in our league and really all of college hockey, you need difference makers, and I think he can be one.
Yeah. You look at your line combinations, really they've been together for a lot of the time since preseason practice began. That's a nice luxury to have, but there can always be changes.
Yeah, you know, when you leave that up to them, you don't want to overcoach here and start mixing up things that have been working. But, you know, the guys understand they've got an opportunity tonight. I think there is some chemistry that's starting to be built there, and that's something that I hope we can lean on early in this season, because if you do that, you've got guys playing free and they're excited about playing with each other. And so as long as we continue to stay on the path that we are right now, we're going to stick with that. Yeah.
Certainly looks like they like playing with each other on the power play, which was very good against Lindenwood. Speaking of power plays, Minnesota State scored 5 of their 6 goals on the power play in their series against Omaha, so you have to be mindful of that.
Yeah, it's interesting. At the beginning of each season, it seems like there's a lot more power play success on both sides of the ledger, and it's because guys are trying to figure out what they have to do to negate those opportunities. And we played with a lot of confidence. I thought, especially from Friday to Saturday at Lindenwood, our entries were better. We shared the puck, and then when we shot it, we went and got it again, and our retrievals were really good. So we need that to continue with our group, and then, you know, Coach Knott's done a great job with our group at getting prepared for what Minnesota State's going to be bringing on their power play. And the best way to kill a power play is not put them on it, all right? And so for us, our discipline tonight while being aggressive is going to be an important point.
Yeah. That said, Coach Mike Hastings, Wisconsin and Minnesota State. We'll tell you a little bit more about the Mavericks of Mankato when we come back. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I push through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
I'm the threat that's already inside the house. In the closet, under the bed, in the car. But I don't want your money or your TV. I can't be scared away or negotiated with. I'm patient and quiet. I don't sleep. You can't call the cops on me. You can't even see me. I'm the threat of family fire. And as long as your guns aren't stored securely, I'll be there. Protect your family. Secure all your guns. Learn how to make your home safer at endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Brady and the Ad Council.
Here at the Kohl Center in Madison, it's a Thursday night, and the Brewers are playing in the National League Championship Series, tied at 1 with the Dodgers in the 6th inning, down 2 games to none. With that in mind, the crowd will be light tonight, unfortunately, maybe also tomorrow night, scheduling hockey games in October. Oftentimes, people have football on their mind, and obviously with the Brewers playing a little baseball as well. But we saw a dachshund dash during the pregame, after the pregame skate, where they had 6 dogs out
out on the ice, trying to run a straight line, and Helly from Columbus, Ohio, was the champion of the only one that actually ran. Ran, right. The other ones look skittish. This is part of what the UW is calling Pucktoberfest, as Bucky, the mascot, came out in overalls, plaid overalls, getting ready for Halloween, which is just a couple of weeks away. Wisconsin and Minnesota State, these are old WCHA foes. They haven't met each other since March of 2013 in the WCHA Final Five quarterfinals in St. Paul. It was Mike Hastings' first season as Minnesota State's head coach, and the Badgers won that game 7-2 as Jefferson Dahl and Tyler Barnes both scored twice. Joel Rumpel made 38 saves. This is a long time coming, and with Mike Hastings here, Luke Strand at Mankato, they agreed to a home-and-home series. Next year, the Badgers will be going to Mankato to play the Mavericks in October.
You know you're getting old when you just mentioned Joel Rumpel,
yep,
who was the nephew of Roy Schultz, who used to play here also. They're from Speedy Creek, Saskatchewan, or more commonly known as Swift Current, when we're there. I am home for a funeral in August, and I'm looking at the lineup for the Melville Millionaires. And there's a Rumpel on there.
Is there?
And nice. I just started laughing, and they go, yeah, that's Joel's kid. I'm like, oh, my God, wow. I'm old.
Wow. Minnesota State's a team, Ian, with Luke Strand as the head coach, Troy Ward, Keith Paulson, and Corey McCracken. They play a simple, direct style of hockey. Is that safe to say?
As I would, it's just up and down your wing. Make sure you don't get beat by your guy. Very simplistic in that respect. And, you know, in retrospect, and I'm looking back at my own coaching, I came into Eau Claire, and Troy Ward had a very similar approach to the game. I had the college hockey Badger run and gun type mentality.
Sure.
So we banged heads a lot of times. But as Luke would always say, I'll adjust my system to the talent level of my team. And I think that's what he and Mike Hastings have in common, both very familiar with that philosophy. Adjust your talent, unless you adjust your systems and your offensive abilities to the talent level of your team, and we'll wait and see whether that works out.
48th all-time meeting between these two schools. Wisconsin, a 26-17-4 record against Minnesota State, 17-6-1 here in Madison. We'll set the line charts when we come back. It's Wisconsin and Minnesota State. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClearyBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
Hey Badger fans, the fall chill is starting to creep in. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable and friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your heating system running safely and efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. And act now and score up to $2,600 in federal tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems before they expire at the end of the year. Financing available through participating dealers for qualified buyers. Find your local Bryant dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
The puck drops at the Kohl Center this month. Badger fans, Wisconsin men's hockey returns to the ice for the 2025-2026 season, geared with grit and hungry for glory. Coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are building on last year's success, and the time to secure your spot is now. Single game, mini pack, and group tickets are moving fast. Don't wait. Visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS to lock in your seats today.
Wisconsin and Minnesota State, game one of a two-game series. Same start time tomorrow night, 7 p.m. UW Health Injury Report brought to you by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. And Wisconsin's without one of its top defensemen. Assistant captain Zach Scholes out with a lower body injury, injured on Tuesday. They hope it will not last too long. Forward Adam Pietola out with an upper body injury. He should be back in a few weeks. Logan Hensler, sophomore defenseman, first-round draft pick of Ottawa, didn't play in the exhibition against the U.S. under-18 team, but he is in the lineup tonight. And speaking of the lineups, the Quick Trip starting lineup will begin with Minnesota State. Their head coach, Luke Strand, third year with the Mavericks, 46 wins, 25 losses, and 6 ties. In goal, Alex Tracy, 5'11 senior. He's from Chicago, Illinois. A year ago, a second-team All-American was Tracy when he won 26 games with a 142 goals against, a 942 save percentage. He was the CCHA Player of the Year so far this season, 1-1, a 303 goals against, an 889 save percentage. He allowed only one goal on 31 shots and a 4-1 win over Omaha last Saturday, but gave up 5 goals on 23 shots in a 6-2 setback on Friday. Starting defenseman, team captain Mason Wheeler from Rosemont, Minnesota, playing in his 116th career game. And Campbell Psychos, C-I-C-H-O-S-T. Campbell Psychos from Albert Lea, Minnesota, is the other defenseman starting tonight. And for Minnesota State up front, the right winger, Reed Morick. He's a 6'1 freshman from Scottsdale, Arizona. Played one game last weekend, did not score. Jacob Stender is the centerman, 6-footer from Alexandria. A goal and 2 points against the Omaha Mavericks. And the starting left winger, Medford, Wisconsin native and former Badger, Sawyer Scholl, who scored the first goal of the season for Minnesota State last Friday, 20 seconds into the game down in Omaha.
Do you think he shot a lot?
Only a couple of times.
I mean, Sawyer, he must have, when he was here, he must have, every second shift, he had at least 4 shots. I mean, he would just shoot the puck from any place.
Yeah, keep an ear open also for Evan Murr, who's an All-American caliber defenseman, a junior from Stillwater, Minnesota, top returning scorer for Minnesota State this season with 27 points. You know, last year, the Mavericks won 27 games, won the CCHA regular season and postseason championships, then lost to Western Michigan in the NCAA regional semifinals. They lost 18 players from a year ago, 12 graduated, 6 transfer. All 5 of their double-digit goal scorers are gone, including Rhett Pitlick and Adam Isley, who's now with the Ohio State Buckeyes. 17 newcomers for Minnesota State, 10 are from the transfer portal, 7 are freshmen. As for Mike Hastings, third season at Wisconsin, 41 wins, 33 losses, 5 ties. His starting goaltender is Daniel Hauser, 5'11 freshman from Chestermere, Alberta. 2-0 so far, allowed only 2 goals on 50 shots in the sweep of Lindenwood a couple of weeks ago. Starting defenseman tonight, team captain Ben Dexheimer, the senior from Edina, Minnesota, and sophomore Jack Phelan, the Detroit Red Wings draft choice. Without Scholes, we'll see more of Phelan, and Phelan actually off to a good start this sophomore season. He brings a little meat in the back end.
He was consistent. I mean, you're not going to ask him to go end-to-end rushing like you're going to ask of your two superstar defensemen offensively. But he's tough in front of the net, he's tough in the corners, and he makes good decisions.
Starting forward line for Mike Hastings' club. In the middle, freshman Oliver Tulk, 5'11", from Gibson's, British Columbia. 3 assists in the season-opening series against Lindenwood. The left winger, sophomore Ryan Botterill, 5'11", from Portage La Prairie, Manitoba. He had a goal and 2 points against the Lions. And Simon Tassi, the former Minnesota State Maverick, a goal and 3 points in the series against Lindenwood, 6'2", senior from Montreal. We'll see Quinn Finley, Gavin Morrissey, and Christian Fitzgerald together on a line. Blake Montgomery, Vasily Zilanov, and Jack Horbach on the third line. Bruno Ejohn with Brady Deering and Kyle Kukkonen on the fourth line. The extra skater is Tyson Dick. And the other defensive pairs, assistant captain Joe Palatichuk with sophomore Logan Hensler, and transfer Aiden Dubinsky, the senior, with freshman Luke Osborne. So those are your Quick Trip lineups. And stick around. The opening faceoff brought to you by Odyssey Greek Yogurt is coming up in just a bit. But before we continue, we pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Glad you could join us here tonight on the Badger Sports Network. It's Wisconsin and Minnesota State, and the puck will be dropped in a moment. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
We want to thank our listeners for following the Rapids Report over to the podcast world. Your growing support for the show and your favorite guests, area nonprofits, is greatly appreciated.
We love getting the word out about the great things nonprofits do for the community. Special thanks to Crockett Septic for sponsoring this show as they continue to help us bring you great conversations.
Listen to the Rapids Report at WFHR.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can't escape a traffic jam. Know what else you can't escape? Seasonal allergies. And you might think you can avoid that coffee stain until... Oh, really? You can't escape a lot of things in life. But you can escape prediabetes. Prediabetes captures 1 in 3 adults. There are usually no signs of prediabetes. In fact, most people don't even know they have it. But with early diagnosis, you can change the outcome and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. Take action by taking the 1-minute risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. You